Now, the government is bringing back the three strikes law with some changes. The three-stage system of increasing consequences for repeat serious offenders was repealed by the previous Labor government. The new version will add a new strangulation and suffocation offence, and it will only apply to sentences above 24 months. With us now to discuss this and other issues is the Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon. Good morning, Prime Minister.
Good morning, Corin.
Can you point us and listeners to the evidence behind this legislation that says it will help reduce offending?
Well, what I'd say is that we've got the counterfactual, which is it was repealed under the previous government and we saw a 30% increase in violent crime. It wasn't the only thing that the government did or failed to do that led to higher crime, but I'd say to you, we're not prepared to live with higher levels of violent crime, and we want to try this.
I appreciate all that, but where is the... I mean, you're a government that has really been critical of the previous government for launching a lot of proposals and doing a lot of things and not following through and not having evidence behind it. Where is the evidence?
Well, the evidence, exactly as I just said, is actually that the previous government, without it, we've had a 30% increase in violent crime. We're focusing this legislation on
serious,
repeat, violent,
and sexual offenders. We don't know the exact reasons. That's why we have evidence. I mean, we research this to see what's causing it. Can you point me to any studies, any papers? Anything.
Well, I can. There's evidence sitting, say, in California. There's evidence sitting in the previous administration's results, which actually led to a massive increase in violent
crime. What's the study in California? Because the evidence I've seen suggests it's inconclusive as to whether it works.
Well, I wanted to say to you, Corin, we're going to restore law and order, and we're putting this in place because when you are a victim of someone who is a serious violent or sexual offender, which is what this is targeted against, I don't care that it saves one person from avoiding that trauma. That is what it's about. I'm on the side of victims. That's what this legislation is designed to do.
No one would disagree with that.
And we're going to do it.
No one would disagree with that. And if it does that, great. But I'm just coming back to the point of principle around introducing legislation based on evidence, and they're not being
the point of principle. Well, the point of principle is actually making sure we restore law and order and New Zealanders get to feel safe in their own homes and businesses and communities. That's what this is about. We are targeting very serious violent and sexual offenders. And, you know, go out and talk to victims who've actually been, victims of these offenders. I can tell you it is incredibly traumatic. It is incredibly tragic and sad. And so the reality is we are making an intervention here to say for those offenders, that actually there's going to be some serious consequences, and there needs to be, because I'd sooner have those people in prison off our streets and New Zealanders feeling safer.
But the argument from lawyers that we've talked to this morning is that there are better ways. This is the argument, right? The evidence suggests there are better ways than this, and therefore you'd have more people protected and safe if you did other things such as focus on addiction services, mental health, rehabilitation.
And Corin, we can do all of that, but I'm sorry, we are drawing a line under serious repeat offenders of violent and sexual offending. That has to stop. And so this is one of the tools that we have. There's a suite of things, as you know, that we've been doing to make sure that we restore law and order in New Zealand. And let's be really clear, it's lovely that the conversations are happening, but the reality is the results are poor. We've had an increase in violent crime. And so what we've been doing isn't working. Okay. So we are going to try new things in order to get improved outcomes.
Okay. Fast-track legislation. The Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, the Auditor-General, have both criticised this for a number of reasons around transparency and the decision-making. Will you drop the provision that allows ministers to have the final say on this?
No, we're going to stop talking about building more roads, more housing, more renewables, actually get on and do it. We want the fast-track provisions as a one-stop shop so that we can actually get things built in this country. That is part of the problem in New Zealand, is that we have seen a huge slowdown in actually getting things done. It's come at a huge cost, about $1.3 billion extra a year.
I understand that, but the Parliamentary Commissioner is saying that this bill lacks environmental safeguards, that the three decision-making ministers will be subject to political lobbying. Does this open you up to reputational damage for New Zealand, for the companies involved, that they will, that there will be allegations flying of bias and cronyism?
No, I disagree. We've got an expert panel that will make considerations around the environment, around iwi, around the economic conditions or economic case for the projects, and then the ministers are empowered to make a decision.
How do you think someone overseas will see it, though? They will see it as this decision made by a minister.
Sorry, Corin, just breaking up a bit there.
If an overseas company or an overseas country, perhaps one that we've done a free trade agreement with and that has conditions around the environment, how will they view a decision made on a project as made by a panel or made by ministers?
Well, what I'm just saying, Corin, is we'll give consideration to all of the concerns around the economics, the environment, the social concerns of any project. But I'm sorry, but we are going to get stuff built in this country, and we are not doing that at the moment. We have calcified and stultified the system to such a degree that we can't get things done. And we can keep talking about more roads, we can keep talking about more housing, we can keep talking about more renewables, or we can get on and actually get it done. So where sure. we have projects but of regional or national significance, we are going to fast track them.
I understand you're going to do that, but you'll accept...
We're doing something different.
I understand that, but you will accept then, according to the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, that that will come at the cost of the environment.
Disagree. Fast track is actually how we get more infrastructure to deal with climate change. It's actually how we get more renewable energy in place, more wind farms, more geothermal plants, more solar energy plants. That's a good thing for us and for our environmental challenges.
Okay, could I just ask you quickly about the story that Joe Moir has been running this morning concerning assisted dying? Do you support the idea of a review? Well, the review is mandatory, but that of perhaps extending the current provisions beyond, say, the 6 months or less to live, so liberalising it further?
Well, look, again, you know, what we've got is a statutory requirement to review the End of Life and Choice Act. That is something that a team will look at over the coming months as part of that process. I don't express a view one way or another. It's really up for that review team to look at that.
If you had the opportunity to vote on that legislation, which way would you have voted?
Oh, I think I articulated my point of view at the time. Personally, it was a personal choice, a conscience vote. But the reality is that the Act is there, and I want to make sure that we follow the requirements of the Act, that conversation's happened, the debate's been settled.
What was your position? I mean, New Zealanders are interested.
Oh, my personal position, as I articulated at the time, was it wasn't something I voted against it. But the point is, it is now our statutory part of our law. It's now settled. We've had that debate. We've had that discussion. And it's really important that we do the statutory requirement to review it. And that'll be done by a smart team. David Seaman will be involved, our health minister at the moment. Shane Retty is putting the terms of reference together for that review, making sure that we meet all of our obligations around that.
And just to be clear, the government wouldn't pick this up. Obviously, if you opposed it, you're probably not that keen on liberalising it further. So, I mean, there's a difference in cabinet. So this would not be a government proposal going forward. It would have to be a members' bill?
Well, again, what we've got is a statutory requirement, quite rightly, to review the Act and see how it's functioning and what can be improved and what needs to be changed. As I said, the terms of reference are just being developed by the Health Minister, and that review process needs to go forward. But this, we've had the debate, we've had the discussion, the law is settled, and it's important that law is functioning the way that it's intended to.
Thank you very much for your time. That is the Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon.